It's the Organist Encores, and it's a big welcome from John Leeming to another half hour of Theatre Organ Magic. Next week, Damon Cox will be presenting a programme featuring all two manual organs. So I've called this edition On All Fours, and it doesn't mean I'm crouching down on my knees. It means that all the music in this week's programme comes from four manual organs. Now, the great majority of theatre organ consoles installed around the world were made with two or three keyboards, but there were quite a number with four, occasionally even five, and in one instance six, manuals for the organist to wrestle with. Let's start with what I think a large Wurlitzer theatre organ should sound like, the 36-rank instrument that graced the Paramount Theatre in Times Square, New York, until the mid-1960s. And here's Bill Floyd in 1964 with Spring Is Here. Big sound of Bill Floyd at the New York Paramount, captured there by pioneer stereo recording engineer Emery Cook. We had a fair selection of four manual theatre organs in Britain as well, and here's my good colleague Nigel Ogden to play one of them. It's the 20-ranker that started life in the Paramount Manchester, but is now enjoying a new life in Stockport Down Hall's ballroom. Here is Nigel at Stockport with Leroy Anderson's Song of the Bells. Thank you. Song of the Bells may be not as well known as many of Leroy Anderson's compositions, but well worth a listen in the hands of Maestro Nigel. Actually, when you're recording at Stockport Town Hall, you have to keep your eye on the time, otherwise you get an extra dose of bells from the chiming clock in the tower. Well, across the road from the Manchester Paramount, or Odeon, was another four-manual Wurlitzer, and that's been on the move a bit too. Here, from its time in the Granada Studios tour in Manchester in 1998, is Kevin Morgan. Coloured Sky there from Kevin Morgan, showcasing the fine 15-rank Granada Studios Wurlitzer, and there its distinctive upright piano too. That organ's moved on again since those days, and it's now owned by Paul Kerner and installed in the Folly Farm Adventure Park in Pembrokeshire. Here is Paul on the Wurlitzer there with At the Copa, sometimes just called Copacabana, which was a big hit for Barry Manilow in 1978. ¶¶ Barry Manilow's Copper Cabana from Paul Kerner at Folly Farm, not to be confused with the song of the same name, popularised by Edmundo Ross in the 1950s. Paul Kerner is probably best known to many for his long-time entertainment centre at Stony Stanton, but that's now closed and he's moved his Compton there, controlled by the four-manual Ritzbell Fast Console, to his new entertainment centre at the Music Palace in the Rhondda Valley in South Wales. Paul also owns a four-manual Christie, which found its way there from the Regal Edmonton in North London by way of Barry Memorial Hall. But we're going to go back to its time at the Regal now to hear Noel Briggs in concert there in 1974, and here he is with Stardust. Hoagie Carmichael's Stardust from Noel Briggs at the Regal Edmonton Christie. It's now happily playing away in Paul Kerner's Music Palace, where it's been joined by several other instruments to make it quite a collection. Now, one of the most revered four-manual Wurlitzer organs anywhere was the one that graced the splendid Castro Theatre in San Francisco. It was installed and maintained by the formidable duo of Ed Stout and Dick Taylor. It eventually reached a carefully selected 21 ranks, but at the time of this recording, from the 1983 ATOS convention, it had just 16. Here's Tom Hazelton at the Castro with an individual version of Catch a Falling Star and Put It in Your Pocket. Thank you. Tom Hazelton there. The Castro organ was as near perfect as anywhere it ever has been, I think, and it was a sad day, for many at least, when the current theatre organ management decided to remove it and replace it with a huge digital pipe hybrid behemoth with, at the last count, a planned 800 stops, with 16 ranks of theatre pipes, 16 ranks of classical pipes, goodness only knows how many digital ranks playing through 200 speakers, yes, 200, and 7 keyboards. Or is it 17? I don't know, I lost count after the first 4. Progress? Well, time will tell. While we're in the States, let's go to Birmingham, Alabama, and the beautiful Wurlitzer in the Alabama Theatre. It's a Publix number one style, the same model that we heard from Nigel in Stockport earlier, but it's since been enlarged to 32 ranks, and it has a bright red console, which makes quite a showpiece in the theatre. Here's Mark Herman with his own composition, very much in the traditional light music style, making it to class on time. Oh, he made it. Memories of school days there from Mark Herman at the Alabama Theatre. Back to Britain now for one of our finest four-manual residence organs, that of David Shepherd in Holbeach, with 22 ranks of Compton and other carefully selected pipework. Jim Riggs has made a number of recordings there during his visits over the years, and here he is with a song popularised by Frank Sinatra in the 40s and the 50s, One for My Baby. Thank you. One for my baby and one more for the road from Jim Riggs at Holbeach. Well, that's it for this week. As I said at the beginning, Damon will be making his selection from organs with just two keyboards next week and will specially feature a new small two-manual installation that could well be in the running for the accolade of the finest-sounding small Wurlitzer ever. So don't miss it. From me, John Leeming, it's goodbye until we meet again next month. Keep listening.